Well, in Taiwan, every level of the education system teaches us that Taiwan is an independent sovereign country, and its current name is Republic of China. The four factors for becoming a nation are A, permanent population, B, a defined territory, C, government, and D, the capacity to enter into relations with the other states. This is what we are told by government officials in Taiwan. However, in recent years, I have heard many legal researchers making the claim that the Republic of China does not own the title to Taiwan territory. Therefore, they say that the ROC on Taiwan does not have sovereignty. New legal research suggests that under international law, such an interpretation of the events of October 25, 1945 is impossible. Because from the end of the Napoleonic period up to today, there are no examples where the international community has agreed that the surrender ceremonies indicate a transfer of territorial sovereignty. It means that there was no Taiwan Retrocession Day. October 25, 1945 was merely the beginning of the military occupation of Taiwan, and military occupation does not transfer sovereignty. Today, many people argue that there never was any transfer of sovereignty. Then they claim that based on this, it is perfectly reasonable that the ROC on Taiwan is not regarded as an independent sovereign nation. This goes back to the mass naturalization of local Taiwan people as ROC citizens on January 12, 1946. But under international law, the mass naturalization of local persons in occupied territory is a war crime. War crimes are defined as serious violations of the laws and customs applicable in international armed conflict. Yes, those laws are commonly called the laws of war or the customary laws of warfare. Yes, unfortunately, most legal scholars in Taiwan are also unaware of the full scope of such laws. Importantly, however, these laws have been in existence for hundreds of years. Well, there is another point which is significant. As I said, October 25, 1945 was only the beginning of the military occupation of Taiwan. In fact, Taiwan was sovereign Japanese territory until the post-war peace treaty came into effect on April 28, 1952. Yes, and this means that when the ROC moved its central government to occupied Taiwan in December 1949, it was moving outside of China's national territory. Yes, it is called a government in exile. But by definition, it does not have sovereignty over its current location of residence. Yes, that is one way to put it. In summary, to people who don't research very deeply, the ROC on Taiwan appears to meet the four necessary criteria for statehood. In fact, when we examine all of these criteria more closely, we quickly find that there are many problems. There are many videos about Taiwan history and legal issues on the internet now. You should tell your friends to watch all these videos.